time again for Brady's Press Box.
Yeah, I really got some fans out there. It was awesome. Yeah.
July 13th already.
What?
Yeah. What's up in sports, Braden?
Stuff.
We need stuff. Stuff like?
Well, football, baseball, stuff.
Tell me your first story, Braden.
Well, this one comes from our hometown, Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas, huh? Okay,
yep.
Tell me, what's going on?
Well, a few nights ago, you know, our new baseball team, the Wingnuts.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, well, their manager, sorry, YouTube Smash, sorry, on the, he got ejected from a game. He did some crazy stuff. He got, like, a shoe and, like, shoved it in the umpire's face, and then, got his armpit out, and, like, woo!
Hey, did you notice it? I can't tell. I'm going to have to look at that again. It almost looked like he shaved his armpits. You think he shaves his armpits? Guys don't do that.
Who cares?
Like, it had to stink.
Probably. And also, when he was going out there, and he was like, crazy.
Yeah?
They were playing the Stone Cold Steve Austin's intro music.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, and he kind of looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin, too.
Yeah. Well, is this a good thing for the Wingnuts, or a bad thing? Or?
Well, more publicity.
Yeah, it's more publicity. You think more people will come because of that?
When's the next game?
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have to figure out that schedule and look at it.
This is the first year that the Wingnuts has been here, and a few years ago, I think 2 or 3 years ago, when they had the Wrangles, they moved to some team in Arkansas. They were a double-A team, which is better, by the way. Well, I went to this game at my church. Me and my mommy went.
Yeah.
And the umpire got kicked out, and his name was Frank Wright.
Yeah, why did he get kicked out?
Well, he was going all crazy and stuff. Funny thing is, they were handing out Sara Lee white bread after he got kicked out because his name was White.
Yeah.
For free.
Get the connection.
Yeah. And after that, we started eating Sara Lee at our house.
Oh, we did. We ate Sara Lee white cake. Was it cake? No, Sara Lee white bread from then on.
Yeah.
I still think we have some upstairs.
Yeah.
I think I fed some to the birds the other day. Anyway.
I ate a whole bag on the way home.
On the way home from that game?
Mm-hmm. A big loaf.
Oh. You were full of breath. Okay, what's up next? I know.
Well, this one's from Kansas. KU, University of Kansas, National Championship. Champions.
You're still hot on that. I can barely remember.
I still got the hat on.
Yeah, I see. Okay, well, what about it?
The hat says hi. Well, I know we talked about it last time. How KU might not be that good next year because they don't got very many good players.
Yeah.
Well, thank God, because one of the players who was charged for sexual assault won't be charged.
Who is that?
Sharon Collins.
Oh.
I met him.
You met him?
Yes.
Oh, you met another one of them. So is he going to be good next year?
Yeah, he was playing this year. He's the one who passed Mario Chalmers for the game tying shot. You know, like,
okay.
Proper of the game.
Okay, well, that's great. I got some stories. You want me to hear? Tell you about?
Not really, but you can.
Well, why not?
Because it's still about boring stuff.
Well, no, it's not boring to me. Do you know why I went to the Olympics?
Not as a player.
What do you mean a player? No, I was a swimmer.
You were a swimmer, but you
didn't. Yeah, I swam for Wichita Swimming Club, and I went to the Olympics.
Well, yeah, with your parents.
No, I didn't go with my parents.
Los Angeles.
I went to the 84 Olympics. You didn't know that, did you?
Dad, I'm not stupid. You went there as a guest.
Yeah, I did. I watched track and field. Never got near the pool. But anyway, I made it to the Olympics, which was always one of my dreams. But anyway, I was really interested in this story. Dara Torres is 41 years old and became the oldest swimmer ever to qualify for the Olympic Games. That's really cool.
You're older?
Well, I am older, but I'm not going.
By 12 years?
Yeah.
No, 13.
Anyway, she got a 53.78. on the 100 freestyle, which was 0.05 of a second ahead of her 25-year-old runner-up, Natalie Coffin. Anyway, that's just amazing. And Torres recovered from that. She said she was really tired. Said she'd been felt like she'd been run over by a train or something.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And anyway, then she won the 53 over Jessica Hardy. And she got her second American record of the meet. I mean, that is amazing. And, you know, it took all the press away from Michael Phelps, who won five five of his races and might even win 8 gold medals in Beijing and break the record. So I think it's amazing. But even with that, there's even a neater story about swimming. I know you're not a big into swimming, but there was a thing in the Sun Times. I know you read the Sun Times all the time, don't you?
I don't even know what that is.
Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Is it like a newspaper?
Yeah. There was a man named Adolf Kiefer. He's the this does have something to do with Adolf Hitler.
Really?
Yep.
I hate him.
I know, you should. Anyway.
Damn Nazis.
Adolf Kiefer celebrated his 90th birthday a couple weeks ago, and he did what he does every day.
How does this tie with sports?
It ties into sports. He works out 30 minutes a day swimming at 90 years old. That's pretty good. But you know what else is so neat about Adolf is that he had a world record in the breaststroke at the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games. That's the one that Hitler was at. He was so famous.
Jesse Owens.
Well, in fact, he said when they talked to him about it, he should have thrown Hitler in the pool. I think that was sort of funny. And then afterwards, he even tried out for the Tarzan movies. He didn't get that. Johnny Weissmuller.
Who?
Johnny Weissmuller.
Who?
And I met Johnny Weissmuller once. His real name was Johann Fritz Weissmuller. Anyway, I met him once. In the 1950s, he used to do swimming tricks, and like he'd race seals in the swimming pool. But then other things he did, he invented the nylon suit for racing, and he was really into teaching inner city youths about swimming, because he said that around the world, 418,000 people die every year from swimming. He wants to get people to learn how to swim.
I know how to swim.
Yeah, you do.
But I have to take swimming lessons anyways, because my mom makes me.
Well, that's okay.
No, you're not.
But last year, the International Hall of Fame gave him its top honor, and they gave him a gold medal that was cast out of the same mold that his original Olympic medal was made out of.
What happened to his old one?
It got stolen right after it came back from the 1936 Olympics.
Now on to everybody's favorite topic, Brett Favre.
Who?
Brett Favre.
Okay.
And no, this is not related to NASCAR.
Oh.
I knew you were going to ask that, because you haven't asked this week.
What about him? I heard this story a little bit. I heard something about he and the Bruins.
About 200 people. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't know. About 200 people what?
They rallied outside of Lambeau Field. Or Lombardi Field, you know. Lambeau Field, whatever. On Sunday, to pressure the Packers into reinstating Brett Favre as a starting quarterback.
You think they'll do it?
It's like 60 years old, I don't know. The crowd, you know, people, a lot of them were wearing number 4 jerseys, you know, Brett Favre's number.
That's his number?
Mm-hmm. And signs said, we want Brett and Favre for president.
Huh.
I'd vote for him over McCain and Obama any day.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Adam and Eric Wolfson organized a rally, so, you know, they were the big men.
Okay, well, that would have been fun to go to.
They're going to hold another one in the Milwaukee area.
I don't think he's going to play with them.
On Sunday.
I don't think he's going to
until the team reinstates Favre.
I don't think they will. He's had his time, don't you think?
And they also say, the general manager, Ted Thompson, says Favre can rejoin the team but as a backup, because they want, you know, Aaron Rodgers to start and, you know, build up, because they think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Well, he was the one that in, like, 2005, he was supposed to be drafted. He could have drafted number one by the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
but they picked Alex Smith.
Okay.
So he dropped all the way to number 22.
Oh.
So imagine that. He could be number one, but he go all the way to 22.
Well.
That would suck.
You know how much pressure it would be to have Brett Favre backing you up, knowing that at any time you could leave the game and Brett could start playing and you wouldn't start again?
Oh.
That'd really put some pressure on you.
I'm just being honest here, people.
I know you're
America.
That's going to be edited. But what does this have to do with NASCAR?
No comment.
Well, I know something about NASCAR.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Look it up on Yahoo.
Well, yeah, I did. This is pretty cool, though, because this is about business, and, you know, I'm into marketing and stuff like this. And Tony Stewart joined with Haas Racing. Yeah.
Well,
it's a race team, and
I know
that,
about that.
They do Sprint Cup races. And this is pretty neat.
That's like minor league.
Well, Haas has been had some troubles. The company's had some troubles. Their owner, Gene Haas, is actually in prison.
Loser.
He's serving 24 months for tax fraud. Apparently, they asked Tony to come in with him. He got 50% of the business for nothing. But he also gets access to a lot of the really good equipment from Hendrix Motorsports.
Is Jimi Hendrix on them?
No. It doesn't have anything to do with Jimi Hendrix.
You don't know that.
I'm going to slap you.
Dad, it's my that's my motto.
Oh.
About that NASCAR stuff, I'm going to slap you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's a big deal. Now, we'll see if Tony Stewart can manage some people. But, you know, he's going to bring on some really big crew chiefs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's some even rumors that people like, Brian Newman may even back him up.
That's Eli's
favorite driver. Anyway, that's my NASCAR thing of the day. I did have something about NASCAR. I get it in there, I told you.
NASCAR's boring.
Okay, what do you have?
One of those videos because I don't stop listening just because of my dad's mistakes. Got people?
Okay.
Got
well, they're supposed to try and sign up and
subscribe.
Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. And,
on your URL, right?
Then we'll see them next week.
Even people in Beijing, subscribe.
Okay.
Hong Kong.
People in Beijing.
Kung Fu fighting Japan.
How about some other places? Kansas City.
Zimbabwe.
Okay, so Africa. You meant Zimbabwe, anyway.
The place in Pokemon.
Oh, wherever that is. Yeah, Emerald City.
Charlotte. What that? Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How about St. Louis and Dallas and Denver?
Yeah, St. Louis. I hate Dallas stuff.
How about Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago's cool.
Yeah. How about Portland?
I guess.
Hey, how about the Sonics? We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. They're moving to Oklahoma City, which is just 3 hours away from here.
Okay. Now, this is the thing I can't figure out. What are they going to call them? They can't call them the Sonics. They won't let them. What are they going to call this great team from Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City blanks? Question marks?
I don't think question marks works very well.
I'm thinking you.
I heard one people say the Okie Dokies.
Please don't.
Can't call them the Sooners.
What are you taking?
Could call them the Boomers. The Herders. Roughnecks.
Crazy Heads. Cool, man.
Yeah, but we'll probably go down there some games someday, do you think?
Yeah, we didn't go in the Hornets for down there, though.
Yeah, but we might now.
CPT.
Okay, well, I guess that's it. What do you think?
Yeah, this is Brady's Whisper.
Bye-bye.
Wait, I already did that.